Hi, I'm Tom Shine, host of The Range. Before we get to today's show, we wanted to let you know about a special episode we're working on that we need your help with. This month will mark a year since the first COVID-19 case was identified in Sedgwick County and our lives were upended by the pandemic. We're looking back on the past year, and we want to hear from you. How has your life changed since March 19th, 2020? Leave us a voice memo using the Talk to Us feature on the KMEW app, and it could be used on air. We look forward to hearing your stories. A longtime Wichita company is marching through its second pandemic. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a new art gallery provides a platform for artists of color.
But the most important thing is that artists actually get a voice here.
But first, Fruhoff uniforms in Wichita survived the 1918 pandemic, the Great Depression, and a couple of world wars. And now, with the current pandemic, it's once again finding its way through a difficult time. The family-owned company makes high-end marching band uniforms for colleges and high schools nationwide. Business is good, but as Deborah Schaar tells us, not as good as it should be.
Sewing machines, steam presses, and the computerized embroidery machines came to a stop last spring. Fruhoff Uniforms, for the first time in its history, was forced to shut down its factory south of downtown Wichita. The orders already in production were put on hold for 2 months. Kenny Fruhoff, one of the co-owners, says there was a lot of uncertainty about the business, but he knew they'd be okay. Jackets still needed sleeves, capes were awaiting lining, and so many pieces still needed hand-sewn braids or trim.
We didn't really skip much of a beat when we came back in May. We were able to keep the employment level up, keep the production flow going at pretty much full steam until September, at which time we started slowing down a little bit.
The factory had trouble getting supplies. Fruhoff uses nearly 40 vendors to source fabric, thread, buttons, and everything else that goes into uniform apparel and headgear. Turns out some of those businesses took longer to recover from their pandemic crisis.
There were quite a few delays, and there still are some delays, but we were doing a major juggling act trying to complete one set of uniforms with minimal supplies.
An average order of custom uniforms takes 3 to 4 months from design to delivery. High schools and colleges spend months, sometimes years, planning their new look and securing funding. Fruhoff recently finished uniform sets for Wichita East, Rose Hill High School, and the University of South Carolina. Kenny says they won't know the full impact of the COVID-19 crisis until later this year.
Right now, our volume is down considerably of where we should be, but we're able to keep everybody working 5 days a week, approximately 32 hours instead of 40.
Keeping all of their employees during the pandemic was the goal for Kenny and his brother Richard, the other co-owner. They are the fourth generation in the Fruhoff family to run the business. Richard says they made sure their 140 employees were taken care of by continuing pay and benefits uninterrupted during the shutdown.
We're a family business, and we run it that way. Most of our employees have been with us over 20, 25 years. We have people that have been with us 30, 40, close to 50 years.
Richard says none of the elder Fruhoffs actually retired and left the business. They just took a step back and let the next generation take the lead. And so it goes now for the brothers. They are preparing Richard's son, Landon, to continue the family legacy.
Hopefully we can get back to where we were in a year or two.
Landon's lesson this year? How to get through a pandemic. For The Range, I'm Deborah Schaar.
You can see inside the Fruhoff Uniform Factory by visiting KMUW.org. It's the first Friday of the month, our chance to see what's happening in the local art scene. Black-owned art galleries are rare in the U.S., and that includes Wichita. But a former aviation worker is trying to change that here, beginning with a temporary gallery downtown. Torn Anderson has more.
When Anthony Joyner was recently laid off from Textron Aviation, he decided it was time to pursue his dream. After helping with temporary art showings for underrepresented artists, he wondered why there were not longer art exhibitions for more black and brown artists.
There wasn't a space that was really comfortable for a lot of black artists to walk into. You know, there's not a lot of black employees in a lot of the art spaces, and there's not a lot of black art already on the walls. So when you tell an introverted black artist to walk into a space and all of a sudden they don't see anyone they can identify with, we end up with a lot of beautiful art in the basement.
Joyner started Mulberry Art Gallery. It aspires to reach a new community of artists and give them a permanent space to show work year-round.
We are a platform for black and brown artists and underrepresented artists to be able to finally have a space, right? But the most important thing is that artists actually get a voice here.
The gallery's temporary home is at Candela at the Lux downtown. Candela is typically a space for weddings, parties, and presentations.
But of course, due to COVID, there are a lot less events taking place. And so it gives us the opportunity to kind of come in and create some movement inside the space.
Joyner is arranging his next show to be a one-day event. On Sunday, painter Frank Frazier will show his work.
He is a mentor to several artists. He has, you know, he has this civil rights art that he does. And what's happening right now is we have his art already at another event that I have up at Wichita State.
Mulberry's new permanent location will be at Revolution on Central, west of Hillside. Joyner says it should be open by April.
In Revolution, there's a space that everybody's noticed has been empty for a very long time, and that was actually a part of the bank. So we're going to be moving into that space and subleasing from Fidelity, and they've actually provided us a way to actually do that without having to break the bank.
Joyner hopes the exhibitions at Mulberry start conversations.
Our next big group exhibition is going to be specifically about hair. And so we're going to allow artists to submit exactly what they feel in regards to hair, because there's so much going on around it, right? Like, I want to open people's perspective and actually get how they feel about just the subject of hair, whether it's happy, upset, or anything.
Construction is underway at Mulberry's permanent location inside Revolution. Until then, you can visit Allow Me to Reintroduce Myself until March 19th at the Lux. For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
And one last thing. There's a great video from last week when the Wichita State men's basketball team learned that Isaac Brown was its new coach. The players mobbed him, cheering and yelling, overjoyed. Brown is the first black men's basketball coach at Wichita State, and he's the first black coach to lead a Division I basketball program in the state of Kansas. Brown's promotion was celebrated, and rightly so. A week before it happened, LaVannis Squires died. He was the first black basketball player at the University of Kansas. He joined the Jayhawks in 1950 after a stellar career at Wichita East High School. Squires, and others like him, bravely set us on a path 70 years ago that helped lead to last week's impromptu celebration at Wichita State. So let's celebrate him, too. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe and Lou Ann Stevens. Torin Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.